Shall I make recommendations 1 and 2 on page 114 for the reasons 1 and 2 page 114?
Okay, just we are recording. So, okay, can I ask Councillor Boker to second? Okay, in which case, can I see all of those in favour of item 8? Thank you very much. Okay, right, we're on to item 9 now, which is the Capital Plan Amendment Report, and Leslie. Ah, great. So can I invite Leslie Tansey, who's our Head of Finance and Property Services, to the table to assist with any questions that anyone has. So I'm going to ask Councillor Barclay to start by outlining any of the key points that need to be raised, and then we'll open up for discussions.
Thank you, Leader. So this is an updated amendment since the capital plan was last brought forward. You can see the major item is the £10 million that we're bringing forward with £5 million investment in next year and £5 million investment the year after. We've got £40,000 for a new community hall in Quenneborough. We've got some HRA sheltered housing improvements costing £60,000 and also a hardware replacement of £30,000 and a reduction in the grant funding for Bedford Square. That's external funding reduction, not internal, of £260,000, which I think is something that probably the planners can answer the questions if we have any on those. But over to Leslie to anything else you would like to add.
Just to answer the question on the reduction in the gateway funding of the £260,000, the original application for match funding went in at £390,000. So the actual reduction was £130,000 of let funding, and then the Charnwood element is £390,000. So on page 127, you'll see the full budget at £520,000. If you wanted any further information on that, the Head of Planning will be able to give you further information on that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I've got two hands up, Councillor Barclay, followed by Councillor Rawlings.
Thank you, Leader. Looking at page 125 of the Cabinet Report, we have an underspend in the General Fund of £9.4 million at period 7. Could you offer some explanation as to why we appear to be lagging behind with spending this money?
Thank you, Councillor Barclay. We're reporting at the moment currently an underspend of £9.4 million. Just a breakdown of that includes the £5 million that we've just added in for the investment commercial properties. There's £3 million of externally funded sort of part planning and £1.4 million of DFG grant money, so that's £8 million, and then there's another of community wellbeing schemes. Thank you.
Thanks. And that clarifies that, but on the we have an underspend of £7 million on the HRA against the full year budget. Are we likely to be spending this money over the next 5 months?
Thank you, Councillor Barclay. Yes, we have got £7 million underspend currently on the HRA. Just a breakdown of that, £1.7 million is earmarked for acquisition of affordable housing. We've got £1.2 million that's work that's been done that's not actually been invoiced yet. And then we have got a balance of £4.1 million, which the Head of Landlord Services should be able to confirm. We should be able to spend that by the year end.
Councillor Rawlings.
Thank you. More of a comment than a question from me, and that's just that I'm really pleased to see £1.5 million in this plan as a commitment to our carbon neutral action fund, because that, of course, is going to be absolutely essential to delivering carbon neutrality by 2030, which the Council has committed to. So it is incredibly pleasing to see that £1.5 million allocated here, so we can actually put the resources to actually achieving the plan that we've put in place.
Absolutely agree with that. Councillor Smith.
I appreciate you may not, this may not be your area, specific area, but I was particularly concerned about the S106 contributions, and gather from a group of residents that a lot of it hasn't been spent. So I understand that it's not the council's job to spend it on their behalf, but people need to claim. So I'm just sort of wondering, the money goes back to the developers, and that causes me tremendous concern.
Thank you. We do meet quarterly and have a Section 106 meeting with the heads of service, and we invite the health service and the police to come in to discuss their schemes. We do monitor that, and the money is held with the council, and it's monitored in terms of the length of time that we can have it for. So we do encourage the money to be spent, so it is down to the individual officers to help with that process.
So our officers need to help the people claiming.
Okay, Councillor Barclay, I'm going to ask you to make any follow-up points and also a proposal. Thank you.
I think some of the Section 106 money that's allocated is actually for use by the parishes, and we depend that we are not directly controlling the schemes, and we are really awaiting them to put forward proposals so the money can be used. And I appreciate what you're saying about it being monitored closely. Thanks for the explanation on the underspends. I would propose recommendations 1 to 3 on page 120 for the reasons 1 to 3 on page 120.
Yeah, well, that's why I was surprised. But I'm not surprised on this one. So, I'm very happy to second this, Leader. We look forward to your explanation at the end as to your confusion this evening.
Thank you very much. Okay, apologies. Apologies. Oh, dear. Right, so can I see all of those in favour? Thank you very much. Leslie, thank you very much as well for coming in and assisting with any of the questions that have been asked. Thank you. Okay, we now move on to item 10. Which is the Draft General Fund and HRA budgets for 2010 and 2021. Leslie, you're already in place, so I don't need to ask you to come and join us again. But I'm now going to pass over to Councillor Barclay to open up the discussion.
Thank you. And this is our budget for next year, so that's 2020-2021. You can see a tremendous amount of work has gone into this budget. We are using reserves of $975,000, which will still leave us with a very adequate working balances, well above the $2 million. Next year we're predicting we'll have $4.8 million left, but we definitely have work to do. We have a range of options available to us, which we will be implementing very shortly, because you can see over the period of the medium-term financial strategy, we need to increase income and reduce costs to fill a gap of $2.7 million. The the office. There is a tremendous amount of uncertainty in terms of funding. You know that we've had a 3 million reduction in the new homes bonus. We're not quite sure what mitigation will come from central government. The housing revenue account is very solid. We're well funded there. And we have work to do, but this is a sound budget and affordable and will deliver the services that we're proud of in Charnwood. And I'll ask Leslie to add anything else she would like to.
Thank you, Councillor Barclay. Just on page 134, just to note that the council tax base is actually coming at the level of the MTFS figure. So the budget figure that's been set in the draft budget report is the actual figure. We're still waiting for the NDR figures to be confirmed. So normally we actually know by now, but we're obviously still waiting on that. This is a draft budget, so the final budget will come back to Cabinet in February. And then another thing to note, just to touch on the HRA, page 139, we're actually, we've got net income of 3.3 million, which we want to use that to support the HRA capital programme and the HRA financing fund. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Very clear. Any questions or anything that anyone wishes to add? Councillor Berger.
I'm not seconding this item.
Thank you very much, Councillor Berger, for that clarification. Any other points of information? Can I just make one point? I mean, this is clearly a challenging budget. We've obviously talked at length about the MTFS and the challenges ahead. And there is a great deal of uncertainty about funding, as much because we just don't know at the moment what the funding level is going to be, and we don't know particularly what future funding is going to be even beyond this year. So I think we're looking to do the right thing, which is actually to set a realistic budget given what we know, and to make sure that it's workable, but this is a challenging budget, and it will be one, possibly of many, that we will need to face. So I think everyone on Cabinet appreciates the work that's gone into this, appreciates the work that officers are putting in to make this happen. No one around this table, and hopefully nobody within the council, is under any doubt about how serious this is. So thank you very much. Any other points anyone wishes to make? Otherwise, I'm going to ask Councillor Barclay to make a proposal. Councillor Barclay.
Thank you, Leader. I would make a proposal, recommendations 1 and 2 on page 129 for the reason to provide the opportunity for consultation on the 2021 budget as well as examining the potential pressures and savings.
Thank you very much. Can I ask Councillor Rawlings to second?
Thank you, Leader. I'm happy to second this item.
Thank you very much. Can I see all of those in favour? And that's everyone. Thank you very much. So we now move on to our final item, which is item 11, which is the draft capital plan for 2020 to 2021 and 2022-2023. Leslie, you're obviously still in place, so I'm going to ask Councillor Barclay to make any opening comments.
Right, so this is the draft capital plan terminating on the 31st of March 2023, covering the next 3 years, when we intend to invest $9 million on the general fund, and on the housing revenue account we're going to be spending about $22.7 million. Within the plan, it is broken down very clearly, as Councillor Rollins alluded to earlier on. We have got, over the 3 years, an amount of $500,000 allocated in each year towards attaining our target of carbon neutrality by 2030. It's been through the senior leadership team and the central leadership team. All the heads of services put in bids, and in accordance with our corporate plan, this it goes towards achieving it. I'll hand over to Leslie now to add any remarks.
I've got no further questions, but I will take any further questions from the panel.
Thank you very much, Leslie. Councillor Barclay, has that effect on everyone being able to cover all the salient points very succinctly? Are there any questions or any points that anyone wishes to actually raise? It's a pretty clear paper, so hopefully everyone's understood it. So I'm going to move over to Councillor Barclay to make a proposal. Thank you.
So I recommend that Capital endorse this with consultation, the draft capital plan for the next 3 years, 2021 to 2022-23, for the recommended general fund and HRA schemes in Appendix 1 to enable consultation on the draft capital plan so that it can become the basis for capital plan spending by the Council.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Councillor Taylor to actually second this.
I'm happy to second, Leader.
Thank you very much. Can I see all of those in favour? And that's everyone. Thank you very much. Leslie, thank you very much as well. And just finally, just to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll meet again in the new decade. Thank you.